call today.
This is Free Talk Live. As we launch into hour number three, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, we do it free. Freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Paul in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm a brand new listener today. I'm very impressed with your show.
Great, thanks. What's on your mind?
I'd like to point out that I'm a lucky individual who has a direct phone line to Ron Paul. I've kept in contact with him for a couple of years now. And I'd like to ask you guys a couple of questions. If you heard of the NAFTA Superhighway.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, what about it?
Why is it such a secret and no one knows anything about it, and they've already signed some of the bills in the House and Senate for it, and not a person knows anything about it? I've even talked to people that work for the local, let's say, like the road crews and their supervisors for things like this, and they have not nary even the slightest idea of what's going on with that. They have their own money device for the NAFTA superhighway. They're going to take sovereignty away with your property. It's going to go right through here. I happen to be on a straight line that goes up to Kansas City, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and it'll go right through here, this superhighway.
What's different between about this highway from any other? I mean, you know, generally, you know, why should anyone know about? I don't know about any other highway that's going through, only this one. The government takes land for highways all the time. Why should I be worried about this one?
Considering the size of the highway, I'm going to have to just elaborate on this. It's considered to be like immense on both sides, like eight lanes on both sides going mm-hmm. to and fro. Not only is it going to go north and south, it's going to go east and west. And it's going to merge Mexico with the United States and Canada, and then they will have their own military policing, which will, you know, have
who's their military?
The Posse Comitatus Act.
Who's military? The United States military will be on the...
Yes, we're going to use state and, you know, and federal together on this, and it's going to kind of be like either you go along with this or you're in no man's land. And what this will do is corporations are going to jump on this, and people that own stores that are, you know, go off the interstate with all this stuff like this are going to be part of this. You're either going to be part of this or you're not going to be part of this. Now, I can give you a good example of that. It's called Old Highway 66. Mm-hmm. And if you go through Highway 66 now in my part of the country, it's just vast and desolate. There were people that didn't want to go along with the merging into the other highway systems, like, you know, 70 across, you know, east and west across our country, and therefore they lost their entire livelihoods.
Right. If you go along the old Route 66 in a lot of states,
exactly.
You'll find that it's just, you know, it's cracked and difficult
exactly.
to drive on. I mean, there's some pieces of it that have been preserved, and it's nice, but that's kind of rare. But you can
exactly.
find all kinds of businesses there that are essentially just wasting away. Now, I don't
exactly.
know that those businesses deserve anyone's business. I mean, a better highway came along. I guess I have a—I don't know. What you're getting into here is the problem with government roads
exactly.
all around.
Exactly.
Well, also, he hasn't really come out and pointed out that the sort of overarching concept behind this road that we've heard about is the idea, and I don't know how soon this is going to happen, I don't know how serious they are about it, but certainly a lot of people are talking about it, including Ron Paul, mm-hmm. the idea that the governments of Canada, the United States, and Mexico are going to form some sort of a North American Union a la
yes.
the European Union, introduce a new fiat currency to replace
yes.
the ailing dollar, so everyone will be distracted from how bad the dollar was, and they'll get all excited about, ooh, new colorful currency, or whatever
yes.
it is they'll do. You know, they'll make it colors, and then everybody will be, oh, boy! And
yes.
They won't realize the shell game that's being pulled on them.
I'd like to identify one of my sources for a lot of the things that I get my information from. I am a citizen of Great Britain. I moved to this country when I was four, but my uncle still works for Scotland Yard over there, and one of his best friends works for Mossad. Are you familiar with what Mossad is?
Isn't that the Israeli intelligence CIA?
Police.
That's right.
It's like the Israeli CIA. They're terrific. Many people are absolutely horrified with what they can do, and they are.
They could kill a man with a paperclip.
That's right. They are something else. Now, it's pretty grave, some of the things that they have that have been going on. I want to just get out of that for a second, and I want to ask you a question about a place that I've learned a lot about here in this country. It's called Bohemian Grove, and are you guys familiar with that?
Yeah, it's a camp for rich people.
Yes, is that all it is, though?
Twisted rich people.
Yeah, I mean, there are things, there have been videos that have come out of there that show that there's some little ceremony that they do that involves, they call it the creation of care, and there's an owl that they worship or whatever.
And that owl is a 40-foot tall stone owl that is the same owl that they used to worship in ancient Babylonia.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but what about it?
And Babylonia, where is Babylonia? That is Iraq. I'd like to remind people that people forget what Babylonia is. That is Iraq. The reason why they went to Iraq, some of the things that they're doing over there, is taking their artifacts, the religious artifacts that they use in ceremonies.
Well, I don't know if that's really the case. I don't know if that's really the case. It sounds like an allegation.
Well, there was a story when the United States first invaded Iraq where some of the museums were basically pillaged.
Exactly, exactly.
So you're suggesting that it was the military that pillaged the museums in order to give artifacts over to George Bush?
No one knows.
I have a friend that works for Blackwater over there. If you look and see who the Bushes were, Prescott Bush helped Adolf Hitler. Prescott Bush himself, not Prescott, but his son, George Sr., actually went and stole Geronimo's skull at Fort Sill down in Oklahoma. Do you know that?
What's the relevance of all this? I mean, are you trying to point out that the elites in America are just a bunch of weirdos? Because, I mean, okay, so what?
They're satanic, if you want to use that term.
Well, so what? I mean, so I don't believe in God or Satan, so how's that relevant?
But it doesn't matter if you're atheist.
Right. They
have these ceremonies. They do these horrible things. 9-1-1 was a part of all this. They've done these things to people. You can see what they're doing out there. Is it okay for people to go out there and worship a 40-foot tall stone owl that they used to sacrifice children to?
Sure it is. That in and of itself doesn't bother me. But let me ask you this question, Paul. Do you think that corporations are in bed with the government to control us?
Of course.
Do you think some of those corporations, largely those corporations that have the most power that are in bed, are probably banks?
Of course. Look at Paul Wolfowitz.
Okay. Yes. I don't need you to defend it. I'm just trying to go along a thought process here.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you think that those, do you think you know the name, those are some specific people and you might know the names of some of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. I've got the phone number to the Bohemian Grove.
Now, do you think that the possibility exists that those people with those names are actually lizard people from space?
Now, there you go right there. Now, you're going to try to assert something like that.
I'm not asserting anything at all, Paul. No. What I'm saying is this story, everybody's got their little place on the line where it stops for them. I would agree with you that there's probably bankers that that are very in bed with the government, and that's kind of where I stop. I just can't believe that one family or a few families managed to control the world and that they're satanic. It's just too much for me. And the lizard thing is too much for you. But some people believe it.
It's amazing how you will see that if you go to England, where I'm from, if you go to the square in London, you look around, you see dragons all over the place. Why do they have those all over the place? Why do they have
the lizard people
statues of them?
So you do believe in the lizard people then?
Absolutely. I do know David Icke personally.
Unbelievable. Really? Mm-hmm. How nuts is that, dude?
Well,
come on.
It is nuts sounding, but do you think that just the concepts of the Bible are nuts, too?
It's just an old book, sir.
The Bible, how incredible they are?
It's an old book written by some people hundreds of years ago, and the idea that there are lizard people completely discredits anything that just came out of your mouth, and I'm sorry that you had to say that. Thanks for the call, Paul. 800-259-9231.
It just goes to show that everybody has their own belief on that line.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction, but, I just haven't seen enough evidence that there's really lizard people.
But David Icke said so.
Well, I went to the Bilderberg meeting last month,
Yeah.
It's beyond what I can believe, that's for sure.
Also,
I don't want to be mean to the guy. Sounds like he,
people like
very
Paul,
reasonable.
People like that guy that was just on the phone. They spend their lives looking into this. Oh, look, there's Masonic symbols in Washington, D.C. They're on the backs of the dollar bills. They're worshipping Moloch in the forests of California. There are lizard people everywhere. I mean, they just go on and just down this spiraling path of insanity.
That's right.
When really what they're talking about doesn't have any bearing on whether government gets any smaller. It doesn't. That's
right.
What the real issue is. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Live streams included. A broadband version of the show and a dial-up version await you completely free at freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. You know, I'm almost regretting letting Paul go because, you know, we've never had one of these lizard people at least admitting to us, one of these lizard people believers admitting to us on the air that that's something that they believe in. Someone who actually thinks that there are lizard people masquerading as human beings running the government and walking amongst us and that sort of thing. You know, I kind of wanted to hear a little bit more about it, but we've got other callers on the line and he already had an entire segment. So maybe Paul will call back in some night to tell us all about how there are really lizard people living among us.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it more.
I would have to see it, is what that would have to
be. It'll be like a Free Talk Live coast-to-coast moment. We'll call Art Bell and have him on the line. Maybe he can comment.
We should be so lucky.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. I'm almost sad to see him go, too, because I was having a great laugh while I was on hold. I did have one that I was going to bring up, and the second one popped in my mind, so let me get to the first one first.
All right.
Yesterday, there was a discussion about commercial free radio, I believe.
Yes.
And how that it may change things around for radio. I have a problem with the whole commercial free concept, and
really?
That is, you know, yes, and this is my line of logic here. We have people, especially on the satellite, you know, I'm actually bringing satellite listeners into this fold here. They can't distinguish between limited commercials and free commercial free. For example, if you've been watching the news, the business section, I believe XM is getting a class action lawsuit because some guy did not like station identification markers placed on separate channels.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
So because in the middle of a Bob Dylan song, between going into another song, they'll say, you're listening to XM 173, the Bob Dylan only channel, or whatever.
Right.
Something like that. They consider
that
an interruption?
Right. This guy was saying that commercial free should mean commercial free, meaning you shouldn't be plugging anything.
Oh, gosh. Give the guy a refund and send him packing.
Yeah,
yeah,
no
but,
doubt.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking this is going to be like a dangerous slope here for terrestrial radio as well.
But there's no contract with terrestrial radio. With your AM and FM station, you're just flipping on the tuner in your car. You're not actually signing an agreement to pay $9 a month.
True. You do have a point there. The big thing around here is the HD FM craze around here.
That's a big thing where you are?
Well, I'm in the middle of nowhere, man. I mean, heck, where I live, if it rains, I need, like, nowhere to build me an ark. So I'm, like, miles from the city, and it just actually just rolled out here, like, within the last 2 or 3 months.
So you're saying that because it's a smallish sort of an area that HD is a big thing? Because pretty much everywhere else in the country, people don't even know what HD is. I'm shocked that it's big.
Yeah, it's like I said, just rolled out in the Oklahoma City market, but I can't pick up a lot of the radio stations out in the boonies. But it just rolled out in the Oklahoma City market here within the last few months, and it's become a big deal. And a lot of people are getting kind of ticked because they're doing this kind of thing or testing this kind of marketing strategy on the HD side, and people are going, I paid $200 for a receiver to listen to this, and they get kind of ticked off and you know.
So wait, what exactly are they? What are they angry about exactly? The lack of good programming?
No, they're having to pay for the receiver,
right?
Because
they didn't have to. It's not mandatory.
Well, no. Well, they've been plugging it and plugging it and plugging it. You know, you need to go, if you want to hear more of our exciting new programming, you need to get the HD quality, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
They go out and they spend $200 at Walmart or whatever, get this thing installed, and then they're hearing commercials. Like, they felt like they've been misled.
I see. Yeah, there are some companies that are sort of launching their HD channels commercial free, but down the line they plan on adding commercials to those channels.
How else are they going to pay for all
that? And
I
guess some aren't even bothering with the commercial free launch. They're just launching right into commercials. I mean, if they're claiming that they're commercial free and then they're actually not commercial free, then that's certainly an issue worth getting a little bit upset about. I could understand that.
Right, right, and I guess that's what, you know, they say commercial free, but I guess my bottom line is, what do they consider commercial free? Sure, I'm not going to be listening to maybe, you know, the McDonald's jingle, but
right.
you're still flagrant. It's like that whole thing in television where, you know, they weren't doing commercials, they were like doing product
placement. Yeah.
Yeah, product placement.
Right. They're going to still be talking about advertisers. They're just not going to have the pre-recorded spots. That's what's,
right.
That's what the plan is. And so far, it's only at one station in Dallas, Texas. They're experimenting with it. Will it expand out from here? Only time will tell. But nonetheless, interesting. Any final thoughts for us, Bill?
Well, actually, I just wanted to touch upon one other thing that I thought was humorous. Apparently, the next independent presidential hopeful is going to be coming from MySpace.
Coming from MySpace?
Yes. Mark Burnett, for those who are not familiar, he's the one that's given us the mind-numbing shows like The Apprentice and Survivor, has taken another endeavor in which he's going to be works with MySpace to create a reality series called Independent. And I guess the premise, from what I've read, is that they're going to find somebody out of a cast of thousands to be trying to push them on to an independent ticket for maybe 2008, I don't know, maybe 2012.
Well, we'll see how it works out.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you know, the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned. And Bill, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He brought up HD radio, which I'm surprised that that's an issue anywhere. I'm surprised people even know it exists.
Well, I believe in the power of radio advertising, and many radio stations are pushing their HD channels. So I think that you're going to see people go out to get these HD radios.
Some of them are pushing it, but they're not really informing people. They'll run a little promo during their music that says, you know, 97X, now in HD. And unless you know what HD is, and most people do not.
Well,
like less than a percentage of the American people have any even concept of what HD might be.
I was just in New York City, and I was listening to them, and they came in with a promo that had to have been 15 seconds long that basically told people to go out and buy an HD radio.
I understand
how to do that.
Okay, but did they explain the benefits as to why they
would
want to?
Clearer sound and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did.
Well, we'll see how HD pans out. It's a new technology. It's got some issues. For instance, the signal patterns don't go as far.
Mm-hmm.
So a radio station that you can receive and hear fairly clearly, maybe with a little bit of static, you wouldn't get the signal if that were an HD signal.
Right. It's an almost immediate drop-off.
Right. It's on or off. It's digital. So you're either getting enough information to get the signal, or you're not. So if you're getting 97%, you're done. You just can't get it. So we'll see what happens with that. And the receivers are way too expensive for most people right now. They're working on implementing price-cutting sort of actions. But people just aren't buying these things. I mean, the only people that have HD radios are radio general managers in their offices. That's pretty much it. We're on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, and that does include updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com will get you on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Jim in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Jim. Going great. What's on your mind?
Well, we just kicked off some Ron Paul campaigning today.
Great.
And out here in New Hampshire, McCain was in town. And So we went to, he came to Portsmouth, and we went down to Portsmouth and had our Ron Paul signs and brochures to hand out.
And, great. So you were actually out in front of the rally? Is that where you were for the McCain rally?
Yes. We were there with the peace protesters.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, yeah, so that was kind of funny. We actually outnumbered them by a bit, and we handed them some pamphlets. They were interested in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how well received was Ron Paul amongst the peace protesters?
Well, a lot of those guys were kind of staunch Democrats at the Portsmouth rally, but then we went to Manchester and I talked to some of the guys there, and I made the point that, because I was in the military, and I said the Democrats sent us to war just as often as the Republicans. And
sure
this
have.
Guy started yelling and screaming about how, yeah, he hated both sides. And he was really interested in Ron Paul because, you know, he was consistently against foreign intervention. So
he sure is. Now, how many people did you guys get out there today?
Well, we had about 15 at Portsmouth, about half kids, half adults.
Wow.
And, yeah, there was about 150 people actually showed up, so 10% of the people there were Ron Paul kind of protesters.
That's pretty cool.
Everything.
Did old John McCain see you? Did he, like, arrive in his limousine and he couldn't avoid seeing you, or did he sort of sneak in the back way?
Well, no, he came in with the John McCain Straight Talk Express. He came in a bus, and so, yeah, he definitely saw us. We had a, well, Manchester, we were up front with our signs, and so everybody saw us at Manchester, and it was great. We had another 15 totally different people show up for that one.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it was quite awesome.
Great job. I've never even heard of activism like that going on as far as supporting a candidate that isn't one of the major, I guess, the major players in the race.
Yeah, and we weren't part of the official campaign or anything. We just went out because we figured if we want to get some press for a minor candidate in front of, the best thing is to go to the major candidates and have
a press. Makes some sense.
That's what we did, yeah.
Absolutely.
Try to get some other thunder, you know?
Good job. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, it was mainly a lot of Free Staters out there, so they were, making their name heard there.
The Free State Project is making a difference. There's no doubt about it. Jim, thanks for the call. We appreciate the update. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I overheard the guy talking about the internet president, and I called in like a few weeks ago. I'm the abstinent guy who is running for president on the internet.
You're abstinent and you're running for president?
Well, yeah, I called a few weeks ago and I was talking.
I don't think you called our show.
Oh yeah, I called your show.
Okay.
You guys laughed at me.
Right. Because you're abstinent?
No. You guys were talking about abstinence or something, and I just said that, like, I'm abstinent, like, not by choice.
Well, I am too. I'm married.
Huh?
I am too. I'm married.
Oh, yeah, so I hear.
So what about it?
What about what? The running
candidacy or whatever. I mean, what was on your mind?
Oh, well, he was just talking about, like, the internet president, so I thought I'd call and say that, like, that I'm running, but I'm not going to get anywhere because
I remember your call. You weren't old enough to run for president, right?
Yeah, that's right, and I also don't have money either, so, and you got to have money to, the presidency is pretty much bought anyway.
Yeah, well, to be a player, the more money you have, the more helpful that is. But you never really were able to explain to us how exactly you were going to run for president, considering you don't even meet the first qualification, and that is that you're not 35 years old yet.
Well, that can be changed.
The qualification?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that require an amending of the Constitution?
Yeah. And enough people get behind that, and it'll happen.
It's true. I think you're going to have an easier time raising some money and waiting 10 years because, like, by the time they actually do get around to changing something like that, you'd be old enough.
Well, the whole point of that whole thing is that you really do, the president really does have to have money. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Even if you don't have money, then you have to be backed up by someone who does have money. And
that's true.
That's absolutely not what is how it is supposed to be.
Well, it's all about who you know.
Sort of reality.
Yeah. Well, the president was supposed to be sort of an everyman position. It was supposed to be something that some average American could become the president.
I don't think
of
it was supposed
States.
To be that at all. I mean, the leaders have always had money and they've always been men of power.
It's supposed to be. It is supposed to be just the average man.
Okay. That's as I understood it.
I don't see it that way, but okay.
I mean, I don't think running campaigns was as expensive back in the old days.
The founding fathers didn't trust the everyman. They didn't like the idea of the average guy voting. That's why only 21-year-old white landowning males got the vote.
I don't think there should be a president at all. I think we should abolish the federal government. That way no one can be a president. How about that, Chris?
I think that we should have a small, very small government.
There you go. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. A man after your heart, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be 10 of them for every one of them that believes like you do.
All right. So let's move on, because you've had an email burning up your inbox for a while here, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to get to it. So I say get to it.
So just as a little back description, it's been a couple of weeks now, but on a Saturday show, we were talking to Lou, I believe, and I made the statement that Lou asked us if we'd been in the military, and I made the statement that no, I've never been a paid killer or something to that effect. And
some military member took great offense to that.
More than one, actually.
And emailed in. Why, did you get more than one email?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And I came to their defense, saying that it was not fair. There have been people that have been in the military that were not paid killers, It's true, their money, their paycheck came from coercion. It came from using force on others, but they directly did not kill anyone. They were maybe fixing helicopters for people who ended up flying them to kill people with, but directly, they didn't pull any triggers.
And I said that if you were a member of the Mafia and claimed to be a member of the Mafia and were proud to be a member of the Mafia, that somebody might call you a paid killer, even though you'd never killed anyone.
Though, okay, well, pride wasn't really an issue in the original discussion. And, yeah, if you're proud to be in the military, that's one thing. But if you regret your decision, then it's a whole other one.
Well, then you're a repentant paid killer.
But I'm saying if you didn't kill people, Mark, which many of them don't.
From
people. Go on.
Well, I take exception to the description of paid murderers, which it's not a description I used. I find paid killers to be quite accurate. I signed a contract to whack people if told to do so. I accepted that as part of my condition very quickly after I joined. When they're telling you to use peanut butter, a peanut butter packet from your MRE to treat a sucking chest wound, you realize you aren't in your backyard playing cowboys and Indians anymore, son. I'm sorry, I added the son. I was in the infantry, and killing, outside of getting to the place to do the killing, was pretty much our entire focus. It sounds like that listener is quite young and full of apple pie. I even harbored a little patriotism until I finally did get shot at, and honestly, you could have showed God and your and you can shove God and your country up your butt for all I cared about them at that point. The moment of truth comes when you look down at some mass of gore caused by an action that you can't take back. You can lie to yourself all you want and wave your flag as hard as you want to, but it won't erase the reality of what our purpose was and who it was for. As far as I can tell, now you can get really good at killing for Uncle Sugar and then go make $30,000 per month pulling a trigger for Blackwater. 40,000 of the 120,000 Blackwater employees are direct trigger pullers. Just because you wear the official mantle of the United States government and make 10% of what a Blackwater employee makes doesn't transmogrify you into some kind of noble saint. Based on the absence of the other 90% of your income that Blackwater is getting, pretty much makes you a sucker for that, no matter what. Even if even more so because you're missing 90% of your income. Just ask the Blackwater employees who aren't even U.S. citizens at all. Go figure on that. Some crew from Peru is making 10 times as much as the red-blooded American kids.
So he's admitting it.
He agrees. It's a paid killer position. And even if you are fixing helicopters, you're still in the Army, and you're supposed to pick up a weapon if it comes down to it.
That much is true. 800-259-9231. Dying Baby, coming up.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns. Just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit Free State Project.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. You can still take control of the airwaves, though. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Though we do ask you to voluntarily support the program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as around 370 of our listeners have decided to do. It is something that will cost you all of $3 a month. But it's totally voluntary. So remember, all the features on our website are for free. So this is above and beyond all that. This is if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us get on more radio stations. Because AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. You send in that $3 a month, and so is everyone else. And it all adds up to where we get a nice little chunk of change coming in every single month, to where we can turn that around and purchase advertising for the show. Get on more radio stations, get more internet listeners on board, and do a lot more to promote Free Talk Live, and thereby promoting the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if it's valuable to you and you want to get your hands on a few perks, like access to the amplifier-only chat room, amplifier-only forum, and call-in lines, then go to amp.freetalklive.com right now and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about the dead baby, or the dying baby.
Yeah, it's a sad story. This is sort of like, I can't remember. What was the gal in the coma?
Oh, Shivo.
Shivo. Yeah, I was wanting to say Sheehan, but I knew that wasn't her. Anyway, Emilio Gonzalez lies in his mother's arms. Sometimes he'll make a facial expression that his mother says is a smile. But the nurse who's standing right next to her thinks he's grimacing in pain.
Oh, boy.
Which one is it? An expression of happiness or suffering? This crucial point.
Did you say newborn?
It's relatively.
Okay.
Didn't say that, but it's a crucial point in an ethical debate that has pitted the mother on of a dying child against a children's hospital and medical ethicists against each other.
Hmm.
Emilio is 17 months old and has a rare genetic disorder that is ravaging his central nervous system. He cannot see, speak, or eat. A ventilator breathes for him in the pediatric intensive care unit at Austin Children's Hospital, where he's been since December. Without the ventilator, Emilio would die within hours. The hospital contends that keeping Emilio alive on a ventilator is painful for the toddler and useless against his illness, Lay's disease, a rare degenerative disorder that has no cure. Under Texas law, Children's, that's the hospital, has the right to withdraw life support if medical experts deem it medically appropriate.
Well, they should, because it sounds like if they don't, then he's just going to continue suffering in his current state and then just degenerate further to where they may not be able to support him.
Well, I understand that you've got an opinion on this, but, I don't know. Let's go into this, and it's a tough issue.
Okay.
Emilio's mother, Katrina Gonzalez, on the other hand, is fighting to keep her son on the ventilator, allowing him to die naturally the way God intended, which, of course, is on a ventilator.
God didn't invent the ventilators.
Well, I don't think that because she uses a poor example that nullifies
the
point.
He's being fed intravenously, isn't he? He can't eat.
He might have a tube.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's that, too. God didn't invent those either.
Nope. The two sides have been in and out of court, with the next hearing scheduled in May. Law signed in 1999 by then-Governor George Bush gives Texas hospitals the authority to stop treatment if doctors say the treatment is inappropriate, even if the family wants the medical care to continue. The statute is inspired by a growing debate in the medical and legal communities over when to declare medical treatment futile. Emilio is on Medicaid, which usually doesn't pay for all the hospital charges. Hospital spokesman said that he doesn't know how much it's costing the hospital to keep Emilio alive, but the cost is not a consideration in the hospital's decision. I would say that there's a good chance of the cost. I doubt that, right? I think that cost certainly comes into the decision.
Well, you know, he's taking up a room in that hospital, or part of a room in that hospital, that could be used for someone else who actually has a chance of living.
And paying.
Okay, that too.
I think that the mother should decide what the fate of her child is. But is she
paying for this? No, she's not.
But I think she should have to pay for it.
Yeah.
I think that she could probably, I just want to be able to talk about it from a libertarian standpoint. And, this is one of the issues that we get, that we're so crass. We don't have a soul. And I think that the mother should have the decision here, not the hospital.
Well, of course.
But I think you agree, I know.
Right. But the mom is not paying for these services.
Right. And since everyone in Texas is paying, everyone's opinion counts, I think. And that's the problem. There shouldn't be everyone's opinion shouldn't count. Only Mrs. Gonzalez here, Ms. or Miss, I'm not sure exactly which.
Right.
Only her opinion should count as to the, the outcome of this. Well, I guess not the outcome, but as to whether or not her son is taken off the ventilator. And I don't know. It's kind of sad that it's not. I would think that a lot of people would believe that he should not be taken off the ventilator and would donate money, and that they could get some kind of fund going. And the real problem here is government funding.
Throwing money down a rat hole.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a rat hole or not. I couldn't.
Come on,
tell you.
This kid's not coming out.
Who knows?
That's what the doctor said. He's got his rare disease that degenerates the central nervous system. He can't eat. He can't breathe.
There's
and it's getting worse
every day of people. Miraculous things happening to people and doctors being stupefied by it. I don't see there's any reason
sure.
why this
miracles are called miracles because they hardly ever happen.
I'm just saying that the mother should be able to decide when the ventilator's pulled, as long as she can
if
pay.
She's paying for it.
She can pay the ticket, or right. she can get other people to.
I agree completely. Now wait a minute. Are you saying that if she wasn't paying for this, then the hospital would still be wanting to pull the plug? I don't think that'd be the case. If
she
mom
isn't
was paying
for it.
Right. I know she's not. I'm saying that if she were paying for it, would the hospital still be trying to pull the plug? I doubt it.
I don't know the answer to that.
But then they'd be getting thousands of dollars a day.
The hospital spokesman says that he doesn't know how much it's costing the hospital to keep Amelia alive, but cost was not a consideration in the hospital's decision. So you and I would both agree that he's not telling the truth?
Of course he's not telling
okay.
the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
we're on the same side of this issue completely, but, it's...
Wayne, I'd like you to chime in on this.
Well, that was the politically correct thing for the hospital to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with you, Mark. I think the parents should decide because they are the legal guardian. They're who brought the person into the world, and they have to make that decision. And it's just there is a lot of money going down the rat hole here if it looks that grim, which it seems to.
Absolutely. So we're pretty much all saying pull
same
the plug
stuff here. Yeah.
If you disagree, 800-259-9231. I understand. The mom, like it said in the beginning of the article, she wants to believe that her son is smiling when he may be grimacing from all the pain he's in. She's a mom. She wants to believe the best. She wants to believe that her son's going to be able to miraculously pull out of this if only the taxpayers would continue to keep him on life support. I mean, really, at what point, as a mother who obviously cares about her child, at what point would she come to the realization on her own that this just isn't going to be sustainable? Like, even if she didn't have to pay for the bills, Like, if for some reason people rallied together and just started paying these bills, at what point would she just say, you know what, guys, I understand now, this is not going to, he's never going to come out of this. How many years would it take for this woman to come to that realization?
I don't think that, the child's not going to live that much longer anyways. Degenerative disease is kind
right.
of, degenerative being the active word here. Something miraculous has to happen.
800-259-9231, Norbert writes in, thanks for reading my letter on the air, the one about the school shooting. He says, you guys have given me a renewed hope in the American population, at least in a small part of it. Being able to hear freedom-oriented ideas bounced around and exercised helps reinforce the correctness of the libertarian philosophy. I have one issue I'd like to inquire about that I have some trouble with. When I talk about liberty and freedom, I feel the correctness of those ideas throughout my whole body and mind. It feels completely natural, but liberals, conservatives, Christians, Muslims, etc. claim exactly the same thing. They say that what they believe is an extension of their being. I feel that that is the case with me and the ideas of freedom. The crux of the problem is that every single faction claims their ideas are right. So does the libertarian movement. How can I spread the ideas of freedom without looking like a loony kook myself? I'm an agnostic myself, and when Jehovah's Witnesses come to my door...
He's asking Ian how not to look like a loony kook.
I turn them away thinking that they're insane, but what makes libertarians different? Are we any different from the rest of them? Can we somehow become more than what they've created and go beyond sounding hypocritical? What do you guys think? Well, I would say that the first thing you shouldn't do is go around knocking on random people's doors and trying to proselytize people over to liberty. I would suggest that you utilize an opportunity when it presents itself. Don't beat people over the head with your political beliefs. If politics comes up in a discussion, then utilize some persuasive techniques to show people how you already agree on several issues.
Oh, yeah.
Because inevitably, there will be issues you agree on. You show them why you agree because you believe in this crazy principle idea that, you know, using force on others is a bad concept, and then try to shift their perspective so they can understand how that principle applies to different issues. And that's the short version of the answer. Essentially, don't proselytize, don't get in people's faces. You've got something that's really cool, and if you act like it's that and you don't spew it all over people, they're going to want to know more about what you believe. They're going to want to understand your belief system, but only if you withhold it from them to an extent.
That's right. Drip, don't gush.
There you go.
And in freedom, you're not forcing opinions on anyone else. That's the difference between the freedom philosophy and any other philosophy. All their ideas include throwing people in jail or shooting them with guns.
Aggression.
That's true. And also, I recommend learning more about persuasive techniques. There's a great book over at theadvocates.org that you can do that with. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We at